Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday from a bar. If we can't broadcast from a golf course like we did last Friday, pretty fun to broadcast from a bar. We are at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'll be here from 11 to 2 o'clock. Just got our order in literally as the open to the show was playing, so things are good. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
Yeah. What's happening, man? The intro threw me off a little bit.
I know, me too.
Yeah, threw me off a little bit.
We're snit.
Yeah. But, no, all good over here, Andy Bunker, on this gorgeous, I mean beautiful, Friday in Atlanta, the fall and all that other stuff. It is wonderful. It's going to be a nice, nice day today.
80 degrees today.
Yeah.
Nobody told Atlanta it was fall.
Exactly. But, it's going to be a nice day today. And like Sandy was saying, it's a big sports weekend here just for all the local teams and the team up 316, because I don't want to put them in the local part because they're not from Atlanta. But they got a big game going down to Ole Miss, which is, it's a fun trip. I've been there. I've never lost Ole Miss either. No, never lost Ole Miss.
Awesome.
Price and Oxford. Yeah.
Good. A little good juju. Because it's interesting because obviously you played in a lot of these games. You've played in a lot of these stadiums for sure. And different adjectives are used to describe different places, right?
Yes.
Fun seems to be the one that everyone uses when they describe going to a game at Ole Miss.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about playing, but like.
The plan is there. Going to a game there
fun,
is. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
No, like you talk about the Grove and the tailgate and all the stuff that surrounds it and all that kind of stuff. I don't hear a lot about the atmosphere in-game being intimidating.
Oh, it's not.
Which is interesting because it's a great place to go to a game and ton of fans and people love it, and it's a huge game. They're a good team. Georgia coming in and all the backs against the wall and all that kind of stuff. But, like, I haven't heard any – like, when we talk about the Alabama-LSU game, a huge part of the conversation is it's Baton Rouge at night,
right?
It's a tough place to go in, tough place to win.
Right.
So I guess you're confirming what I thought that I was hearing.
No, but I think any place –
it's not an intimidating atmosphere.
Any place that you play and you give the home team an opportunity to get the crowd involved. Now, they got great fans. Don't get me wrong. They got great fans and all that.
I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. But, it's just not something that you hear people talk about.
No. But they're so damn good.
Yeah, they are so damn good.
And they got a quarterback who I think is the best quarterback in the conference. I think Jackson Dart is just – he is unbelievable.
It's interesting.
He's unflappable. This dude – I was listening to a lot of stuff about him, just him against the blitz, him against – this dude is legit. Mm-hmm. And then he has this mad scientist being his play caller, and you talk about all the weapons they have, and then we talk about the defense they have. This might be the best team Georgia's played. Just top to bottom, everything, athlete for athlete, this could be the best team Georgia's played.
It could be. I still think Texas is quite good, and I think Alabama's okay. They're just such a different version of Alabama than they've been, and we'll talk about them and their matchup with LSU coming up tomorrow night as well. But I was thinking about this morning, reading about some of the stuff related to the game, and just how differently seasons have gone for some teams than they anticipated. Certainly seasons have gone for individuals than we anticipated. Right. Like Carson Beck is probably the primary example of that. He's certainly no longer the number one guy on people's draft board. In fact, when we talk about the game and keys to it, the number one key is Carson just has to play clean.
Yep.
Like, it's crazy to not, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, coming into the season was like, Carson's got to do this, Carson's got to do this. Now it's like, well, just don't throw interceptions and you can probably beat people. If the season ended today, Jackson Dart probably first team All-SEC.
Yes.
Who are the guys after him?
Oh, man.
Because that wouldn't have been that shocking if you would have told me at the beginning of the year, given what he had done in his past and what that offense was going to be and how good they were supposed to be. But, like, you would have thought Carson Beck would be in consideration.
Yep.
He's not.
Would it came from Vanderbilt?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think two of the guys, I don't know if they're really – I don't know if Sellers is really in that conversation, but he's played great, yep. and he's won some big games. But I think Diego Pavia, yeah, maybe third team. I don't know, maybe second maybe. At this point, depending on how the season goes. But, yeah, nobody would have predicted that.
No.
Nobody would have talked about that. I think Nussmeier's having a good year, but he throws a lot of interceptions.
I didn't realize this guy's rising up on draft boards the way he is.
They love his arm.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Arm. Yeah, he is definitely climbing.
Milroe, you would have thought certainly after that Georgia game.
But right.
He kind of has taken a step back since then, and they've lost some games since then. So it's a great example of how – the games actually have to be played so you know what teams are. But we spend so much time predicting what's going to happen that you maybe decide that that's true.
Right.
Then you get in the middle of it and it's like, dang, all right. Everything's kind of out the window from the preseason predictions, from an individual play standpoint at the quarterback position in the SEC for sure.
No doubt about it, man. And maybe I'm not best, maybe most talented. I'll just say that. Because, I mean, Ole Miss is loaded, man. They really are. And it's always one of those, you know, as you talk about the coaching matchup, obviously Kirby's superior in those things, and Lane's looking for his first win. He has a team to do that. He has a team to beat Georgia to get his first significant win.
I think that's a really important comment in relation to the narrative surrounding him and big games.
Right.
I think it's similar to James Franklin in that, yes, the record is what it is. They have not won a lot of those games at all. But when you look at the actual matchups, how many games should they have won?
Right.
Not that many.
Right.
Like, how many times has
you, Lane, you said that a lot.
How many times has Lane Kiffin really had the better team in some of these matchups? And I'm not saying he has the better team tomorrow, but at least it's even.
Right.
How many times has it even been even? Not really. I think he's 3-15 in his head coaching career against top five teams. How many of those games did he have a top five team?
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, it's hard to beat top five teams.
Well, you don't have top five talent.
Most coaches have a losing record against top five. Now, Kirby doesn't. Kirby's 9-6 against teams that are in the top five. Now, Ole Miss is not in the top five, so that's not relevant to this, but that's because Kirby has teams that are also in the top five.
Right.
He's not taking a 500 team and beating a team that has national championship aspirations. So I think some of the context in that conversation gets lost a little bit, but I also think that it's there this time because Ole Miss has a lot of talent.
Yes.
Lane Kiffin actually has the dudes to win these games.
Especially.
And yet they've lost two games this year already.
Yes. And it was like, I remember we came in and we talked about that the Kentucky-Ole Miss game. Kentucky played the game just the way they needed to be.
Perfect game for them.
They mucked it up. Vanderess used his legs and everything like that. They were able to just muck it up like that and could never, and Ole Miss could never get on, you know, on rhythm or anything offensively, anything like that. I don't know how they lost the LSU game.
No offense to LSU, but they blew it. Ole Miss blew it. They should have won that game four different times, and they kept shooting themselves.
They just didn't realize that, man. But when you look at the overall roster, overall talent, like you said yesterday, they're one of the best run defenses in the country. Not just in the conference, in the country. Now, is that because teams are having to throw the ball? I don't know. And then they lead the nation in sacks. So they get after the quarterback. I mean, they got those things that, you know, that Lane didn't have when they went up to Athens last year and got the blank kicked out of them.
Yeah.
You know, and so with that, and then the way Jackson Dart is playing, and the way Carson is playing.
Yeah.
You know, and I got right here. I said, do I trust 15? I don't know. Because that's just, and that's, you don't want to be in that way. Because I remember him, oh man, was it 2 weeks ago or whatever? And Mike Bell, he had a great point. He's like, what is Carson Beck's signature win? Like, I'm like, well, they did beat Ole Miss and Tennessee.
Sure.
They did, you know.
And Texas on the road this year. But then you dig into it.
I thought about this morning about that Texas.
In those games?
Exactly. I thought about that this morning, the whole Texas thing. I was like, well, they kind of won in spite of him. I mean, he did when Texas got some momentum going. He got the dig route to Arian Smith, the flea flicker to Oscar, and you put it away and everything. But can he come out and – because the one thing you don't want, and I don't know from – I don't know him that well at all. I've met Carson a couple times. But from what me seeing him from last year to this year is he's pressing to try and live up to the expectations of what people had.
Sure.
That could be a dangerous thing.
Oh, absolutely.
That could be, and it's been dangerous.
It has been.
Yeah, it's been dangerous.
I don't know exactly how to explain the issues that he's had. That's a reasonable explanation for it. That makes sense. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's that. It's hard to psychoanalyze people, like you said, without actually knowing them. But that makes sense. It's hard then to go back the other way.
Yes.
And be like, man, I'm pressing, I'm doing all this stuff, it's not working. Can I sort of rein it back in? Like you said, factory reset, kind of go back to neutral. I think he's got the right coach to get him there.
Right.
I think Kirby is the right guy to activate that from week to week. Because, again, last week against Florida, he did the same thing. Like, he's putting his team in bad positions by making mistakes that don't need to be made.
And they're bad interceptions,
that's
too, Andy.
That's what bothers me the most about it, is, like, not every interception is created equal,
correct,
right? Like, it's not like it's fourth and 11, and he's just getting it up so he doesn't get sacked in a turnover on downs. It's first and 10,
yep,
in a clean pocket.
Yep.
Like, and he's trying to force it into double coverage for no reason.
And they're bad.
In the first quarter. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes,
there's no desperation involved in it. It's just a bad decision in a situation where you don't need to be making bad decisions. So, all that said, I've seen enough Georgia football this year and the other teams in the country to say, like, if he plays a clean football game, Georgia can beat any team.
Yes.
Like, if he doesn't throw any interceptions tomorrow, Georgia is going to beat Ole Miss. It's as simple as that. Like, I think all the other parts of Georgia are so good, and I can count on now, because I've seen them, that they're going to win that game.
Yeah.
If he does the same thing against Tennessee, they're going to beat Tennessee in a couple weeks in Athens.
Right.
If he does the same thing, they're going to win the – you know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's crazy, given where we started, kind of to bring this conversation full circle, where we started the year where the assumption was Georgia's offense is going to be this Carson Beck-driven thing. And now they're the number three team in the country.
Right.
But the bottom line is Carson just has to play a clean football game.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And they can beat anybody.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Now, here's my clean, and we talk about clean not throwing interceptions, but he's still got to play good. He's still got to throw touchdowns.
Because
they're not.
It doesn't seem like they're going to rein back what they're asking him to do.
No.
Like, they got to throw the football in order to be effective on offense. Now, they do run it pretty decent.
But they don't run
they
it
They just
enough.
Don't run it at all.
And that's the thing about it. Is like
they're pretty efficient when they
you
run
remember,
it.
You remember
they just don't run it.
One of the conversations we had, they were talking about, well, this running back group is more explosive than Georgia had. These brings you back to the old DeAndre Swift type days. Well, let's see that.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I would love to know if that's true. But when a guy gets 11 carries and the guy backing him up gets 3, you know, and he goes multiple series without getting the football, then I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, and then you don't know how he is as far as talking about Etienne, if he
wow,
what you got there?
That's a fancy drink.
Yeah, what you got there?
I just ordered a seltzer water, but they brought it in a glass.
There you go.
A Topo Chico.
There you go. I like Topo Chico.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
But if my voice sounds more clear than normal, it's because of the Topo Chico.
The Topo Chico. But I mean, yeah, that's the thing. If you're gonna run it, effective is your best runner. You know, talking about Trevor Etienne.
Yeah. And how's he helping?
And how does he help you? Do you give him the opportunity? What's the as far as supposed to rain and everything down there? How's that gonna affect the play calling, what Boba wants to do?
Doesn't it seem like that would be a sign from God that
run
it's time
ball.
To run the ball a little bit more? You know? Yeah. You're supposed to run it more and muck it up more when it's weather conditions like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to go air raid in a monsoon. I don't know if it's actually going to be a monsoon, but maybe that's Mother Nature just being like, hey, Bobo.
Yeah, you know me. I love me some damn
hand it to number
Nate
one.
Frazier. You know, I love that kid.
Hand it to him, too.
I love the way
he runs
it.
Number three? Hand it to number three.
Yeah, I love when he runs the damn football, man. But, yeah, we're just going to have to wait and see and everything like that. But I do think if Georgia plays, if Carson Beck plays well,
yeah,
Georgia win.
Because I think all the other guys that I'm counting on are going to play.
Yes.
Like 11 and 13 on defense,
yes,
as long as they're there. Jackson Dart's really good. They're going to make his day very uncomfortable.
Yes. And then you get your starters back. I don't Aguero and all those guys, you get them back to
start the game from the
jump and everything. Right. So hopefully that's enough to get it done.
Because those guys are going to be tested.
Yes, they are.
If you watch any of that game from last week.
Ole Miss is a big play. They throw it downfield. They're without their best receiver. But, I mean, I think
game time decision.
Game time decision. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, no, poor Arkansas DBs, man. Just bombs over Baghdad all day. they're still chasing Ole Miss wide receivers. One kid had 5 touchdowns. It's outrageous. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'll be here till 2 o'clock this afternoon. We'll come back and get into what's trending here to kick off the show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.